From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, U.S. and Russian nuclear experts carried out a secret operation to recover and remove highly enriched uranium from a research facility in Bulgaria. The recovery, which was conducted with Bulgarian police outside the country's capital, is the latest in a series of such missions to keep dangerous materials out of the hands of terrorists. In this case, 37 pounds of highly enriched uranium were airlifted to Russia, where officials say it will be downblended. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S., Russia, Bulgaria, and the International Atomic Energy Agency managed to safeguard material that experts say could have been used to make one or two bombs. The highly enriched uranium was taken from Bulgaria's Institute of Nuclear Science and moved to a facility in Russia. Brian Wilkes is director of public affairs for the National Nuclear Security Administration here in Washington.
It was a two-day operation. The planning of it took approximately 6 months, and there were about 35 people involved. Now, this includes National Nuclear Security Administration personnel, DOE laboratory personnel, Russian technical experts, IAEA inspectors, security personnel, and transportation crews.
Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham issued a statement saying his department is doing its part to make sure that terrorists and others with bad intentions are not able to acquire deadly material. Former Senator Sam Nunn says a lot of this material dates back to the beginning stages of the spread of atomic energy for peaceful purposes, when both the Soviet Union and the United States furnished other countries with uranium for research.
These are not bomb-making plants, but the highly enriched uranium that is used for the raw materials for research in many cases is enough to make a bomb or two. And most of these facilities are outmoded. Many of them are shut down, but the dangerous material is still there. And in most cases, in many cases, it's not properly secured. So this is the horror of horrors in terms of the raw material for terrorism.
The former senator now runs a nonprofit called the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which helped arrange and pay for a similar mission in August 2002, when U.S. and Russian experts retrieved 100 pounds of highly enriched uranium from a Soviet-built facility in Yugoslavia. 3 months ago, another such operation took place in Romania, that time fully funded by the U.S. government. Nonproliferation expert Alexander Pikaev of the Carnegie Moscow Center says these operations are a clear example of U.S.-Russian cooperation, but he says much more work remains to be done.
Definitely, it is a small fraction on what should be done, because according to estimates, there is a couple of dozens of such reactors where weapon-usable spent fuel is kept without reliable protection. So maybe up to 20 more reactors should be involved into this kind of activities.
U.S. officials, including spokesman Brian Wilkes, says there are plans for more joint operations with the Russians.
You will be hearing about more of these in the future, because it is a potentially serious problem, and we are establishing a good track record so far, because this is one of a string of successful nonproliferation efforts that the administration has accomplished.
Former Senator Nunn says it's good news that the U.S. seems to be speeding up this work and making it a priority.
It's like a gazelle running from a cheetah. We've been moving step by step in the right direction, but not at a sufficient speed to take care of the great danger.
He says it's a mistake to think these research facilities are the only danger. He estimates there are 20 to 30,000 bombs worth of material in Russia itself that have not been properly secured. And dealing with this more quickly should also be a priority of President Bush and Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.